Under our business sponsors, just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. We always look forward to your telephone call, your joining in, asking questions, giving your input. Multitudes have called in down through the years. We're looking forward to your call, your dialogue, and discussion on the issue today. We're going to be talking about a variety of things, all focusing on our new president, President Donald J. Trump, and his executive orders, and cleaning house, getting the house in order. Draining part of the swamp, cleaning part of the sewer, and making a few waves in between. I'm looking forward to what God is going to do as we continue to pray for our president, asking God to give him wisdom, strength, encouragement, and protection as he continues to do what he says, his words, that God has saved him, i.e., in his attempted assassinations. God has spared his life for him to direct and be involved in saving America. And so I'm praying, ladies and gentlemen, that that's exactly what we recognize that is taking place. There's a key focus of what we'll talk about today, though there are peripherals for that, but should religious NGOs, non-government organizations, harbor illegal invaders? Should churches, religious organizations, religious denominations, should they be involved in taking trillions of dollars of federal money to confront our governmental officials in the attempt to clean up the border, seal the border? Ladies and gentlemen, I am delighted with some of the issues that come to the forefront that President Trump has summarily handled. For example, ladies and gentlemen, the Trump administration, this newly elected president, I don't know if you recall it or not, it's been very little said on the national news. A few hiccups here and there where the socialist Marxist media touched on it, but didn't go into detail. Headline, Trump signs executive order proclaiming there are only two biological sexes, halting diversity programs. President Donald J. Trump Monday signed executive orders proclaiming that the United States government will recognize only two sexes, male and female, ending the radical and wasteful diversity, equity, and inclusion programs inside the federal agencies. The gender order states that it will, quote, defend women's rights and protect freedom of conscience by using clear and accurate language and policies that recognize women are biological females and men are biologically male. It requires that the federal government use the term sex instead of gender and direct the State Department and the Department of Homeland Security to require that government-issued identification documents, including passports, visas, global entry cards, accurately reflect the holder's sex. Across the country, ideologues would deny that biological reality of sex have increasingly used legal and other social coercive means to permit men to self-identify as women, gain access into intimate single-sex spaces and actively designed for women, from women's domestic abuse shelters to women's workplace showers. This is wrong, President Trump's order reads. efforts to eradicate the biological reality of sex fundamentally attack women by depriving them of their dignity, safety, and well-being, end quote. That's part of what we'll talk about today. Are you satisfied? Are you rejoicing as conservatives, as Christians, as patriots? Are you rejoicing to see some things being made right out of the Oval Office? Well, ladies and gentlemen, after a brief monologue, we're going to open our telephone lines and allow you to call in. And lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. And let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is God's word that should be prominent in all that we say and do. It should be the truth book, as I've called it down through the years. In fact, in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I believe we've been in a state of mourning for at least 4 years, ladies and gentlemen, of the Biden administration. And I'm looking at Proverbs 13, ladies and gentlemen, that is very, very clear. I'm sorry, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. And the scripture says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And yet we've tolerated that for years and years and years. We've seen the bending of morals and ethics and values under the Biden administration. We've seen the destruction of anything that we would call ethics, morals, and values through the Biden administration. And we're witnessing now President Trump placing a few things back in order. He's rattling a few cages, making some government workers angry. Look at the headline, federal employee rally upset. Really upset that Trump executive orders are making them go back to work. They're upset. The federal workers, we're told that with the federal office space in D.C., that 92% of those buildings are vacant simply because the federal workers for the past several years have not been in the office. And now President Trump just gave an offer. He's extended an offer, an olive branch. All of the federal workers, you have until September to get back in the office. If you determine you do not want to go back in the office, you've got 8 days to accept the offer, and you will receive, if you accept the offer, you can quit work now, you can go on vacation, whatever you want to now, and your pay will be given to you through September of this year. Free paycheck. But if you do not want to accept that offer of leave with full pay, eight months pay, if you do not want to accept that offer, you can go ahead and leave. Find you another job. But you're going to go back to work if you remain on the federal payroll. That's the bottom line. And so, ladies and gentlemen, as we look at the issues that we're faced with today, we need to realize that we need to view those through the prism of the Word of God. The written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, if you continue in my word, you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. The scripture says, thy word is truth. Thy word is truth. It's a powerful statement. Ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 117, verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. But we still have the fact that multitudes today want to bifurcate truth, have their own truth. You might say, well, I'm going to say this and say that. I'm going to take this position. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me say many times, a half-truth is a whole lie. But yet it was the former secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. You tell the truth, and you see, you'll get those, well, the bristled up in the neck, and something is wrong with you because you've told the truth. By the way, there are a lot of folks today in the realm of religious activities that will not be bothered by bending the truth. Shrouding the truth. And then when you stand up and tell the truth, show the truth, the reality of what's taking place, there's some that still do not want to believe the truth. Truth matters, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on. Truth matters whether you're saved or lost. Truth matters regardless of your denominational name tag. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Large headline, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Listen to what DeMint said in part. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that is spot on. We're looking at a bending of truth, a mellowing down of truth. And yet we find today, according to the latest survey, headline says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. That is latest survey that says 55% of the millennials say that each person determines his or her own truth, his or her own version of truth. There's not but one version of truth. You can bifurcate it. You can change it. I've said a million times, a half-truth is a whole lie. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth. And defend the truth even to death. So that's my challenge each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to stand on the truth. We need to love it, live it, search for it, seek it, tell it, and stand for it until death, even in death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. They have a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295, Beltway, and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today. All of it revolving around President Donald J. Trump and his executive orders and trying to right the ship that's gone astray for years and years and years. But the centrality of part of what we're saying today, the question that I want you to answer, should religious non-government organizations harbor illegal invaders? Better put, is it okay for a religious organization to break the law? Or to harbor those that are lawbreakers? Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing major, major tectonic changes in our government policies today and the protocol, totally different than what you've seen under the Biden administration. The new Trump administration, ladies and gentlemen, made it very, very clear that we recognize only two genders, male and female. You would think that this would be a very clear, sane, biological position. But the Marxist media, the socialist Democrats, the LGBTQ plus minus sodomite agenda, that whole crowd, ladies and gentlemen, they're saying that President Trump wants to kill people. He's trying to kill people. When you declare that there are only two sexes, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. The Bible is very, very clear that the sodomites will die and go to a devil's hell. Unless they say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior. You can call it love all you want to. You can say that God loves you all you want to. You can say that this is, any sexual relationship is love and it's okay with God. No, it's not. It's not going to change the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's not going to change the fact that God said in Genesis 1:27, He created male and female, created He them. It's not going to change the fact that there's only two sexes. In fact, right now, and the LGBTQI plus sodomite agenda, they're claiming like 157 different genders. Recent Trump is now directing that all of the documentation for the federal government states sex and not gender because of the confusion about the number of genders. And ladies and gentlemen, it is amazing to me what President Trump has been able to do. He stopped big tech censorship at the one fell swoop. He's got the former censors, i.e. the Google people, the ones that run the social media, those that are with Zuckerberg that funded $450 million, especially in the state of Georgia, to overthrow Trump's election in 2020. And now all of a sudden, he's at the boots of President Trump, basically begging to be remediated in some fashion as a result of his admission that the federal government under the Biden administration had forced them, quote, forced them to censor your speech and mine. President Trump, by one fell swoop, has said, no more censorship. It's over. It's gone. It was in violation of our First Amendment right, ladies and gentlemen. The religious liberties and the freedom of speech was bifurcated, changed, abridged, in some cases totally nullified under the previous administration. Ladies and gentlemen, under President Trump's administrative ruling today, in making a determination and a decision of what can be done and what cannot be done, I'm looking at a headline. It says, Trump signs executive orders restricting transgender troops, ending military DEI practices. President Donald Trump signed new executive orders restricting openly transgender people from serving in the U.S. military, as well as eliminating diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and practices within the military. According to the executive order, prioritizing military excellence and readiness, the medical, surgical, and mental health constraints on individuals with gender dysphoria and pronouns that inaccurately reflect an individual's sex are inconsistent with the U.S. government's policy to establish high standards for troops and troop readiness, lethality, coercion, cohesion, honesty, humility, uniformity, and integrity. The armed forces must adhere to high mental and physical standards to ensure our military can deploy, fight, and win, including in austere conditions without the benefit of routine medical treatment for special provisions as transgenderism. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a powerful position. That should be applauded by every Christian, every conservative, and every patriot in the realization and the recognition of what we have been inundated with, the ungodly, unholy legalization of, forcing pronouns that are inadequate and in error, forcing Christians and conservatives and religious organizations to bow and to bend to immoral, ungodly, unethical standards. It should be a refreshing breath of fresh air for every Christian today to realize that's what Trump has had the strength, the power, the authority to do. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, I would like to readdress the issue of sex and gender. A while back, I called saying that sex refers to biology, and we have male and female. And right. When you fill out questionnaires in hospitals or for job applications, they ask sex, and you check male or female. The word gender was not used in medicine until recently. And also, I checked the U.S. Constitution. It doesn't make any reference to gender. Article 15 says that you cannot, deny voting on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. And Article 19 says that you cannot deny vote on account of sex, but never on account of gender. So gender is not in the U.S. Constitution. And going back to gender, gender is a grammatical term. We have three genders in English grammar, masculine, feminine, and neuter. And that's the way to speak good English. The word gender is a new social construct in order to promote and justify all the evil corruption against Christianity and common sense.
Debbie, you're spot on. You're exactly right. Let me ask a very poignant question. Part of what President Trump has just done, he has basically, as I touched on just a moment ago, by executive order, he said, no more transgender troops in the military. And it is making a lot of folks go around screaming with hair on fire. What is your position of that? Should he do that? Should he just say, okay, all you guys that have had butchered bodies, you can continue. We'll continue, the taxpayers will continue to pay $200,000-$400,000 a year to keep your physical maintenance up, your health up because of butchering your body. But it's okay. We don't care if you're going to have to stay in bed rather than going out and getting on the front line and protecting America. We're going to leave you in the military. Trump says no. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree with Pete Hegseth. The military is to kill the enemy and defend our country and to be the most lethal and efficient, effective force. So disregard all the social issues. A man is a man and a woman is a woman. That can never change. And I say that the liberals can call themselves whatever they want, but nobody can force me to use the wrong words or to use bad grammar or bad English. You know, if you want to call yourself, if you're a transgender, which should be transsexual, and you want to call yourself Choopy Doopy, fine, but I don't have to accept it. You can call yourself what you want, but I don't have to call you Choopy Doopy. I call you what you are, a man or a woman.
That's right.
And you're homosexual or not. So,
well, you see, one of the things, Derby, that we have been so inundated with in the past several years under the Biden administration, the previously introduced a lot of this stuff under the Obama administration with a brief, very, very, very chaotic four-year interruption with President Trump and his hands being tied by the courts, et cetera. But what part of that goes back to the approach to simply say that there's no such thing as a male or female. Use the pronouns as you said as you like. And then the advent of butchering body parts of healthy young men and young women. And here's a headline, absolutely fantastic. Trump signs an executive order restricting sex changes for minors. President Donald Trump on Tuesday signed an executive order to restrict any chemical or surgical sex change procedure for minors. Across the country today, medical professionals are maiming and sterilizing a growing number of impressionable children under the radical and false claims that adults can change a child's sex through a series of irreversible medical interventions. The order entitled, quote, Protecting Children from Chemical and Surgical Mutilation states, the dangerous trend will be a stain on our national history, and it must end now. That was President Trump's executive order on that. And as I've said, Derby, I believe that every Christian, every conservative, every patriot should be in a state of rejoicing and the realization that we have someone that's going to try to right the ship that's caused the immoral, unholy, ungodly bent in society today. So I'm thankful to see it, and it is my prayer that as we see what Trump is doing in the present tense, he is restricting monies, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, where he's just said that no more handouts, no more funds being given, no more funding of any organization for at least, 90 days until they can examine where the money's going and what it's being spent on. Somehow there's a mindset that this is a giant pot of money and everybody can just dip in and get what they please. And I'll touch on this and let you go, Derby. one of the major things that I find that is so disconcerting to me is find denominational organizations, whether it be Roman Catholic, Presbyterian, Baptist, doesn't make any difference, where these denominational organizations called NGOs, non-government organizations, taking hundreds of billions of dollars to counter what's supposed to be the saying no to the illegal invaders. These illegal invaders could not sustain themselves were it not for the trillions of dollars being spent by the government to the NGOs for them to break the law, allowing the lawbreakers to come in and yet claiming to be religious organizations. Now, very briefly, Derby, is that a good move for the president?
Yes, he should do everything to say, the law is the law. Illegal is illegal, period. You cannot aid and abet any illegals in any form, whether as an employer or renting property. In any way that you aid the illegals, you are breaking the law, and you should be punished equally.
Well, you know, the hue and cry by Elizabeth Warren and the other bleeding heart liberals, Marxists that's in our government, they say, well, who's going to clean our bathrooms? Who's going to cut our grass? Who's going to cook our food? Who's going to crop our vegetables in the fields, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Should that be the rationale for breaking the law?
Of course not. I have the answer for who will do the dirty work. I think I have said it before that in my many years in Jacksonville, I never saw Mexicans or Hispanics running after the garbage truck. It was either black or white people. Mm-hmm. So if black and white people can dump garbage, well, white people can take the jobs of the agriculture and washing dishes and cleaning hotels. The law of supply and demand. If the hotel wants employees, they have to pay a higher salary. And if the price of the renting rooms at a hotel goes up, so be it. But then everybody's paying taxes. We have Americans doing the job, not foreigners who are not here except for their own benefit. They have no allegiance to the United States of America. And
while I'm talking, you're spot on, and I believe it's time that we put a stop to it, and that's what Trump is doing, and I'm delighted for that. Derby, our time is about gone for this top of the hour, but thank you so much for your call. We've got time for one more, and I believe we have another caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngberg, thank you very much. You know, you're spot on with what you're addressing today. And I can remember back in the late 40s and the early 50s when I was a young guy coming up, there was two genders, he, she, and it. And that's about where it is now. I mean, it's it. Whatever they want to call themselves, that's okay. And also, I want to commend them for picking up the flag that they wave, the mutual colored flag. You know, they don't understand there's two sides of that flag. One flag was that the promise would never be destroyed by water again, the next time by fire. And I think that's where they may be headed. They're just unaware of the fact.
Brother, you're spot on. In fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, it talks about the list that will be on what I call the no-fly zone, and they will go to a devil's hell. And then the Apostle Paul reminded the believers at Corinth, and such were past tense, some of you, but you've been latreo, you've been washed, you've been cleaned, you've been born again. And unless a person says yes to Jesus Christ to be cleansed of sin, they will die and go to a devil's hell. And yet we have a whole society today that's believing that somehow, some way, they can live a life of immoral, ungodly, unholy lifestyle and still say, well, God loves me and I'm going to heaven. That's simply antithetical to the scripture. We need to rejoice, brother, in what the president's doing, and I'm thankful for you and your stand. Thank you so much for your call and your comments today. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We have just a moment or two before our top of the hour news. I'm looking at a headline that says, deeply concerning. Dems quietly used little-known NIH office to fund child sex change experiments with taxpayers' cash. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pick up where we left off. We've got a top-of-the-hour news break right after the news. We'll be right back as we face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, WAYL, St. Augustine, WATY, Folks.